Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your hearts and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Now this passage is addressed again to the head of the household. He is responsible for teaching his children. And oh, beloved, this is the word of God, and it's a sharp two-edged sword, and I own it cuts both ways. But beloved, we're responsible for teaching our children, teaching them to love the precious word of God. Yes, we need to correct them. And I say amen, what our dear brethren have said. But we also need to teach them to love the precious word of God, that their days may be as heaven upon the earth. Oh, no drudgery. No drudgery that they should have to sit under the sound of the reading of the word. No, it might have the effect on them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Oh, beloved, that we may indeed, by His grace, be able to teach our children to love the precious Word of God. Now we can turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, there in Deuteronomy, we found that the precious word of God was to be the subject of their conversation on every occasion, when they rose up, when they laid down, when they walked by the way. It was to be written on their gates. The precious word of God was to be constantly before their eyes. And here we find, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Beloved, again, we would be occupied with the precious word of God, not just as we come together in the meetings, but we should be occupied with it as our daily conversation, you might say. Turn back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Oh, beloved, there again in Deuteronomy, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Oh, how He wants us to enjoy this time down here, but really it's to enjoy himself as the days of heaven upon the earth. And here, rejoice in the Lord always. We cannot rejoice in circumstances around us, but the Lord never changes. We can rejoice in him. Let your moderation or your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, or in this case, the Lord is near. Blessed, precious truth it is, his coming is at hand. But here I think it has the sense the Lord is beside us. He's near. Be careful for nothing. Or I believe we could say, be without worry. He wants to take the burden from us. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In everything, brethren. Oh, we like to think that we can handle the little things. No, in everything. The little things as well as the big. In everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now notice it does not say here that he's going to give us everything we ask for. Later on it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But we may ask for many things that we don't really need. But he would have us make those requests known unto him. He wants us to roll the burden onto him. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Notice we had in Colossians 3, verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Beloved, what is that peace? What is the peace of God? Oh, as another has put it, there is nothing disturbs the throne of God. He is in control. There's nothing disturbs his throne. Beloved, he would have us to enjoy that peace which he enjoys. He is in control. Oh, the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. He giveth to whomsoever he will. He is letting man, shall we say, go his own way. But God has not abrogated his rights. He is still in control. He wants us to realize that he is over all, controlling all, guiding everything. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, he would have us to roll those burdens onto him. To roll the burden onto him. And with the burden gone, we're set free to be occupied with Christ. One has sometimes said this, it's as though I had a great problem, and I come to a friend, come to Brother Tom here, and I say, oh, I'm so worried. He says, what's your trouble? So I tell him what the problem is. Oh, he says, leave the whole thing with me. I can look after it all for you. Leave it with me, and I can look after the whole thing. Oh, I said, thank you so much. He hasn't done anything yet, but I have confidence in him that he will do it, and the burden is gone. Oh, beloved, I say thank you to him. Cannot we roll our burdens onto Christ? Cannot we thank him that he has undertaken to look after those burdens for us? Cannot we then be set free to be occupied with Him? You know, it's the enemy that would get us occupied with the things of this world. Oh, that we might indeed be occupied with Christ, that He might be the theme of our thoughts and our conversation. And it goes on, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Oh, is that not occupation with Christ, with His attributes? Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Yes, beloved, going on in accordance with this precious book, which is given to us to instruct us and guide us every step of the way, that there is that in it which will guide us in every situation that comes up in our life. Oh, beloved, going on with it, are we not then set free? Be occupied with Christ, and we find the God of peace shall be with you. Yes, going on in communion with Himself. But beloved, it starts with faithfulness on the part of the head of the house that we teach our children the right way to learn to love this precious Word of God, that our days and their days may be as the days of heaven upon the earth. One says it with a sense of failure in one's own life, but beloved, it's the precious Word of God.